This sounds like a parade of vintage automobiles, but they call it a homecoming.
Kenosha produced almost all of these cars here today.
They're all members of the American Motors family. Gremlin, Metropolitan, Alliance, American, Rebel, Pacer, and most popular of the 500 cars here, Javelin. The fourth U.S. automaker was formed in 1954 when Nash Kelvinator and Hudson merged. George Romney was the second chairman until he ran for governor in 1962. The company included Jeep, which many say was why Chrysler bought it in the 1980s and then shut it down.
The company AMC does not exist anymore. AMC was murdered by Chrysler in 1988.
Roberta Mistretta uses strong terms, and yes, she is a little bitter.
Chrysler only did this to get the Jeep, and they ended up not having these wonderful designs on all the cars that you see here on the car show.
Wonderful designs like the
1977 AMC Pacer
she and her husband owned, named
Zippy.
Zippy the Pacer competes in AMC car shows against the more popular Javelin and AMX.
They're not making aftermarket parts for it as they are for the AMX. And so it makes it more difficult to compete on the American Cup level where we compete in Concours competition. Because AMXs can find aftermarket parts, we have to rummage through a junkyard in order to find them.
It's the hunt for the parts that is the thrill.
Do we have just some more parts?
But even the Javelin guys, like Mark Legan from Ontario, Canada, say finding parts is nothing like it is for owners of big three cars.
You can build any Camaro or any Mustang you want or whatever out of a catalog because you can buy a body for $15,000. So if you have a piece of junk car or whatever, you go buy a body and you take all the hard parts and you move them over to that and away you go.
It's like a quest, like the quest for the Holy Grail when you're looking.
Merle Olson's Holy Grail is some trim for his 1967 Marlin.
The Chevy and Ford guys can just look through a catalog and find what they're looking for, but we got to look through here, and when you finally find it, you know, and you're like, yeah, I finally got it, because I'm like looking for this one piece, and I haven't been able to find it anywhere here, so I'm pretty concerned. If you can't find it here, where are you going to find it?
Can you buy it,
though? One guy came from Sweden looking for body panels for a 1964 Classic.
Not like Chevys, you know.
He didn't find them. There is also an AMC club in Finland, and AMC fans flew in from around the world. But if it's so tough to own an orphaned car, why bother?
It's a piece of history that not everybody else has.
Bruce Clarkson drove his 1967 Ambassador in from Beverly, Massachusetts.
When I drive this around 128 in Boston on any one given day, I'm the only person on the highway driving an AMC.
It's different. It's not like if you go to a lot of car shows, it's not something you see a lot of at car shows. And they made very few of these cars to begin with.
Douglas England drove in from North Aurora, Illinois, with his 1960 Rambler American Custom Wagon.
I just got tired of everybody had the same car and they were trying to outdo each other, so I kind of gravitated towards the unique and different.
A passion for things built in Kenosha.
Dick Carman owns three Kenosha products, including a 1957 Rebel.
It's a rare car, but rare doesn't mean it's worth a lot of money. It's just a rare old car.
If AMC still existed, we may not have people collecting them as we do. So considering the fact that AMC no longer exists, we are lucky to have people that have decided to save the whales.
With the whales in Kenosha, Brian Champagne for Utah Public Radio.